Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Non-fiction.
Ready, sir?
Yeah.
They got AIDS affecting the globe. Laser weapons and claws. Conquerors, presidents, death artificial intelligence. Frozen organs, postmortem, alien Malachi York. And 5% is 12 crimes forever. Get your mind together, who decides truth? Guys in ties and suits, violent coups from private schools. Keep our rules are taught, do's and board. Use your thoughts like swords. Pay for groceries, the DNA codes in your vocal cords. The order of the world's already been bought. Robocops programmed to kill, ready for war. Drink your cocaine, cause drugs is legal. Androids rule the streets of New York, screaming fuck the people. Even a priest can fall in love with evil. If the bitch that's sucking his dick can swallow nothing, go for semen. Election day, young Americans will vote for demons. Overachieving, don't we sniff blow or blow up priests? Welcome to Futurama, where the cyborgs shoot your mama. A cross between Terminator 3 and 2 in common. This is Ill Bill, reporting for a new asylum. Ready to rock with the Ruger 9 shot. This is Futurama, where the cyborgs shoot your mama. A cross between Terminator 3 and 2 in common. This is Ill Bill, reporting for a new assignment. Ready to rock with the Ruger 9 shot.
The noose is tight, the news is sightings, the truth's frightening. Kabbalah studies of 51 produced by the Titans. Follow the sergeant, the one handling largest events. Made the top of department, firebombing projects intent. Video farewells, off to majesty, it's all for salary. I never hold the grudge, taking judges to Applebee's. My team's fast, the IRS be thugging with masks. On the run for war games, bugs and funneling cash. I'll rob anyone, a lawyer with a gun in the stash. Beneath the remains of human ash, the gun in the bag. Gangster, Sherry Ketamine, the medicine, Pirelli spin, the new water. Speaking to television like Benny Hinn. We rock plays and pop.
Yes, yes, party people, inside the place to be, Arms House to your madre's house.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
Son, how you doing, Themos, man?
150.
100 fucking 50 episodes, yo. We're going to get into it, but we had a plan. We were going to, because we booked this tour, like it's called Hidden London. What was it? Was it called Hidden London?
I think it's not. Hidden London is something different. This is TFL tours.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hidden London is a thing, isn't it? In its own right.
I swear they had it written on their back. They had Hidden London. I think it's part of the... It was definitely part of TFL, but it was also the museum. They were explaining it. Anyway, so we went on this tour thinking, oh, we're going to catch mad jokes and we're going to fucking take the piss and we're going to dress up like train spotters.
See all this graph.
We're going to film the whole thing and all that. See all this graph underneath the station. But then, like, we're going to get into it a bit later on.
Do you think one of us could have pulled it off if we went in character just for the whole thing?
I mean, they were pretty adamant about the camera stuff, but... we got away with quite a bit when we were on it, you know what I mean?
And, you know what I'm saying? Do you think we could have got been in character?
Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, no, thanks, mate. That's really good luck for the entire...
People would have been looking at me funny. Because it was a small group. There was, about 18 people on the group.
And they were
bods,
bro.
Bods, proper bods. But I think people would have enjoyed bods. It. Because no one was really chatting. It was like, everyone was like, yeah, proper bods, man.
When they were like, can you come down here? And I was like, yeah, best looking people at the front, mate. Yeah. And there was like a little bit of like, ooh. And they were. I was looking at all their gums and what they were. I was like, who goes to this?
Yeah.
Like, in real life.
Well, the guy, I remember him asking you. And he said, ah, so where have you traveled from then? Because it's all tourists. And you were like, I just came from up the road, bro, from acting, mate.
Shepherd's Bush, I said. So yeah, where, and he's like speaking in a thick.
Yeah, accent. Yeah, he's Spanish or something.
Whatever. And he's like, where he actually said the words traveled from.
Yeah, where have
he
you
didn't
traveled?
Say like, where do you live? Or where. Yeah. And I was like, Shepherd's Bush, bruv. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
He's like, oh, you're locals. Yeah.
They were like, yeah,
and
we
when
just
the
like
woman
trains.
Said, I went up to her and said, which one is the best one that you've got?
Mm.
And she said, well, what do you like? And I'm like, tours, underground, tunnels, soot, dirt. Yeah. And she's like, the fuck?
Do you remember what I told her? I said, anywhere where you got to wear a hard hat. Like that.
Yeah.
The one where you got to wear a hard hat with a light on the front, like down the tunnels. She was like, nah.
It was good though. But yeah, I was really looking at the sort of peeps who went to it. And then there was that American guy who was like going,
I've been to like the MTA's underground
Oh,
hidden
did he say
thing,
that?
and
I didn't
yeah. And
see
now I'm at
that.
the not obviously not as old as your one though. And the woman's just like she's lapping it up because she's like so enthusiastic
Was her
that
name
woman.
Sophie? Where was she from? She had an accent as well.
She was from Manchester, I reckon, something
Manchester.
like
Yeah.
that. So we had a Manchester and a Uruguayan telling us Wagwan about the London Underground.
You know what? Let's just get
And we're
into it, man. Let's just get into it. We took a couple
only
of
looking
videos.
for reaches.
Yeah, we were just there just to
I was
see
like,
some
man,
graph.
because the guys, you need to know, like, we can't film in it. What was the rules? Like, we could film for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, audio or video was 30 seconds maximum, they said. And don't photo their faces and try not to get anyone else in the photo because maybe people here don't want to be photo.
Wasn't
Something
there
like that,
like a
wasn't there? It
maximum amount as well
was 30
that of all
seconds.
the 30 seconds could be together? Was it like max? Like,
Oh,
I
I don't
remember in
know.
the small print. But I was like, oh, well, we're not getting a podcast out of that thing
Yeah.
because it's fucking like 2 minute max. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. But
But
we
we
ended
weren't
up.
allowed to do anything. So Maddie would like, we'd be like underground, like going, it was pretty cool going like some underground bit. And he'd, or I'd be going first. And then when I'm coming out, I'm going like, Maddie, there's a reach on the left. Like, and he's like, yeah, I got it. I've already got it. I've already got
Yeah.
it. That's the only thing we were doing.
So, like, okay, we've got the Graph Letter game as well. Obviously, Graph Critique and more music and all that stuff coming up, man. But yeah, so this it was Baker Street Station. Yeah, we meet outside. There was the what's it called?
Sherlock
Sherlock
Holmes
Holmes.
statue. It was all magical from day one. Like,
But
meet
then
us
the
outside the Sherlock Holmes.
outside Baker Street Station, I look down and there's Madame Tussauds. Yeah, and theme. Have you ever noticed this bit on the famous green dome roof of Madame Tussauds? There's a bit that's been scrubbed because
But you know,
someone.
someone painted that.
That's what I'm about to get into, man. I've been racking my brains trying to remember who the fuck did it, and I've been asking around. I sent it to a few people,
Fuck.
and it was
Yeah, come on,
no.
Arse House, let us know.
It
Like,
was
all, yeah.
NOE. No, there was a guy who wrote
Oh, was
no.
it?
Back in the 90s, he climbed up there and did a dub on the top of the Madame Tussauds. I always rated that reach, and you can still see the scrubbing. This was like in the early 90s when it was
It
done.
was a great reach.
It's like fucking hell. I'm surprised no one else has been up there. Hint, hint. You know what I mean? But
Yeah.
we don't encourage that behavior. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so
It
we're
was called
outside.
Hidden Tour. It was called Hidden Tour.
Hidden Tour, Hidden London.
Yeah, Hidden London. Sorry,
Hidden
yeah.
London. That's it.
Fucking hell.
Okay, I've got a few videos here. Let's kind of, I don't
Hidden
know,
London Tour of Baker Street.
they're not in any particular order. We can just kind of go through them and see what we remember from the tour. This was last week on Thursday, we went, right? Thursday evening. It was about 5:36. It was the middle of the rush hour. So we're in the station. They're taking us through all these secret doors under the station. We're under the platform. They're showing us. All right, we'll go through the videos. We'll see now, man. Oh, this was the station itself
Not
on the
to brag, I was
platform.
actually talked to one of them and they were very proud of what they've done.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. This actually is quite interesting because they were talking about the opening of the station and that black mark you see there on the top, they were saying because it was steam engines. Oh, no, that was recently. No, that was just.
Train graffiti, yeah, that was like 2013. It was the graffiti of the train
Yeah, that's
drivers.
what he said. He goes, we told them not to toot the whoop whoop because they ran a steam train through there and then it just fucking stained the ceiling. So that was a funny thing. And then we walked through to off the
Can't you make
platform.
it big by clicking on the thing in the top left?
I can. There it is there. Boom. Okay. Am I in the way? No, I should lean this way to get out of the way.
You're just bottom left,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, cool. So yeah, so that's platform. Was that platform 10, 9 and 10 or something on Baker Street? Anyway.
Not to brag, I
5 and
was
6.
actually talked to one of them and they were very proud of what they've
Oh,
done.
good. Is there a reach in there, no?
Yeah, there was a Drax reach down there on the side of this thing. Yeah, there
Just
we go.
remember to turn off. Oh, it's
Slow
the.
and who?
I can't see. Hold on. For fuck's sake. Sorry, man. I keep trying to. This thing is so hard. Zamy.
Zami.
Yeah,
Zami.
Zamy. Slow. And then I think there was a black Drax pen tag going down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking because he's so old and we were in like a place that hasn't been open since 1852. I didn't know there was a
I don't
Drax
think
reach.
even Bath and Fume have been down.
It's this one. Walking up to like I don't know where this was.
I don't think even Bath and Fume have been down here, mate.
I don't think so.
Sorry. I know. I just saw it is the Wiz tag, you know what I
mean? This is under the platform. This was, they called the cathedral because it's like quite echoey down there and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bots. Look at the bots.
Oh, this is the that. Elevator.
That's like Brixton.
So that was like the old elevator shafts that obviously are not used anymore at Baker Street Station. And then, yeah, that's like, yeah, reminiscent to a couple of other places where you could climb down.
I thought that was I wasn't listening. I thought that was like a vent and the train came in and pushed the hot air.
It used to be the elevator, but now they use it as air vents. Yeah. And it does push the air. Yeah. Like there was talking about piston energy of the trains going through the tunnels would push the air out and then suck the cold air in or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I was busy spitting on my finger trying to get this read.
Oh, yeah. There you go. But there were loads of little, dusty tags in there. Where was this one?
That was in the spoons.
Oh.
Look, it tells you when the electric current's charged and discharged.
Oh, yeah.
1926, baby. And the Metropolitan line was the reason that, like, Paris, Barca, Madrid is called Metro.
Oh yeah, yeah. The whole,
and then he's
the
like,
"So Metro,
we missed the trick there." Da, da, da. I'm like, "No, they fucking bit us, bruv. We don't need to be called the Metro. We're called the Underground."
Exactly.
Because it's much better like that. But the Metropolitan line, listeners, was the reason that other subways are called the Metro, because it was the first one. They were all private companies. So if you wanted to get like the Metropolitan line, get off at Baker Street and then use Baker Street to get another underground line, like a Jubilee they were talking about. So you had to buy another ticket because they were all private motherfucking lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird as
train
dick.
You got on, yeah, was owned by different companies, so you had to buy different tickets. And if you were a worker, you got a discount. And if you were this and that. And
that's why some of the lines are going like this, because some rich bloke would buy it and be, no, I'm going to fucking here. I'm going to my house sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck this. We're going up here, down here, right, left, left.
I mean,
and there was underground lines to, like, wasn't it like Fleet or something? Like Fleet and Farnham or some shit?
Well, no, she said there was a line that the Jubilee line used to be called the Fleet line because it went down Fleet Street, but then it eventually changed to the Jubilee. And they had a...
there was an underground line that went out to like the home county sort of country.
Yeah.
And outside the bits, but like no one was using it.
Because they were trying to sell houses in that part, and they were like, why buy a house in central London full of smog? Like, go to the countryside and there's a train. Now they have to pay to use the train and buy the house. And yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Double money.
Right, I don't know where this
is. It was Joe, and then eventually, go on.
Yeah, I don't know where this is.
I mean, this is quite nice being underground. I like these kind of places, man.
The secret bits. Oh, yeah, that's the station there.
It's so not quite the
not so riveting.
No reaches.
So disappointed. So disappointed in Bass.
Oh,
no
reaches
down there.
Yeah, that was it.
That's so disappointed.
There's a zonk reach on it.
Where? Oh yeah. Zonk reach. Scratched in.
Henry Boot.
But that guy was stood right behind us. I was like, oh, trying to be sly like that.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, trying to style it out, but there was a zonk reach on there.
Yeah.
But that's just as you come downstairs.
That's just down some other tunnel.
Enjoying
bit.
It? Love it.
All right, that's all. We've already seen this.
I saw.
Yeah. And they were saying these windows on the sides, they were just to release the air because of the steam trains and shit. Fucking hell. We know all about this station now. Man. We're the bods now. We are the bods.
Yeah, we're the bods. The American guy was saying how the steam in the underground over there, they opened the windows, it would set fire to all the women's like dresses. You know, there's like big fuck off, massive like round hats and shit and those dresses.
Highly flammable material, yeah.
And there's that bit on our London Underground where it's like slightly inclined. And it was like I said, it was like between, you know, Edgware and something, I can't remember. So the train would have to pump more steam to get up there. Yeah, and you were like, fuck, do I open the window? Do I close the window? Because just everything, just like this quality of air, which must have been so bad.
Rank. Must have been rank.
Fucking
but didn't you say
hell.
As well that the people who built the Underground at the time, they were trying to blag it, saying, oh, no, that smell is actually good for you, man. Like,
yeah,
kills the bacteria.
It's like a steam
room. It kills the bacteria. And they were trying to blag it. They were like, nah, bro, it doesn't work like that.
Fuck me,
oh, this
man.
This is the elevator shafts before we got to the elevator shafts. Just there on the right-hand side. This is the old entrance from back in the day. And you're just there just doing like grimy tags with the wall.
AHC and stuff.
These are the old elevator shafts.
Everyone's looking there, I'm just looking at the wall. No one else. We're just constantly looking for any reach.
Yeah. You gleeful grin.
I have that in my left hand because it was running out of spit and my right hand was too dirty.
Yeah. Let's just get through the rest of these vids of us walking underneath the station.
Have you got your yodel?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I should have got that. Sorry.
That's all right.
Fuck.
That's there. And there we go. That's the last bit, I think.
Slash.
Slam on the side of the train.
The guitarist from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Again, trying to style it.
Be my guy. And when I found that reach that said like Rachel or whatever, 1968, and the guy from Uruguay came over and he's like, "What have you found?" I'm like, "I just this someone's put their name in from 1968, mate."
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
One more thing, just to end on, they said this was quite surprising. They had a gun range under the station, and she said. Did she say there might be stray bullets lying around? No, she didn't say that. But there was like
there was a rifle range, and it finished in 1981, like when that sort of shit became like non-fashionable, and all like the LT staff could go down there and use it. And then we went on that escalator that had there was an escalator underground in the station, and it had little glass bits above it that was to let light in. That escalator there. They had a pistol range because the one she was chatting about was a rifle range. Then they had a pistol range that aimed at that
underneath
the outside,
underneath
the wall
the
of the fucking escalator. And they put and London Underground, I'm not London Underground, whatever it was like, no, yeah, we've put a sheet of lead there. It's absolutely fine. You know?
Health and safety wasn't such a big thing back then.
Yeah, fucking hell, just shooting pistols at the. The people coming up the escalator. So imagine you're just coming up.
It's like,
bosh.
In it.
Licks off your head. You're like, Jesus. Oh my God.
One other thing she said as well, she said, because there was housing all around it. And she said, Derren Brown used to live here, but then he moved because he didn't like the trains. I'm like, well, you moved on top of a fucking train station, you dickhead.
Weird guy.
Weird motherfucker.
But all the architecture, and there was one person who like who was going to make like a bunch of stations and like got an architect to design them. And then he died.
Mm.
And then the architect built them all anyway. That's why they were in that same sort of red mosaic tile and all that sort of shit. And it did really well, designed them all, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you did see like, and then they started selling the space above the station, the airspace. Mother lovers could build like huge hotels.
Or office blocks, or
apartments. Yeah.
That was
quite a joke. But
so, as rounding it off, if you want to go on one of these tours looking for Graf, it's no good. But if you want to learn a bit of history and stuff like that, then it's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
If you're a bod.
If you're a bod.
To be fair, we probably are considered London Underground bods.
I mean, to a degree, more so than your average Joe, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You were interested in, look, they turn the electricity off and on like, at this time. It's like, yeah, you're a pod. You're a pod. You can.
Yeah.
All right. I found this theme. I was going through an old hard drive and I found a scan. It's not even a scan. It's just like it's not the highest sketch of quality, but it's a sketch I did back when I was at uni, yeah? So 2003, I think it's the most buzzing sketch I've ever done in my life. Can you see it all there?
Yeah, I can see like the centipede. I can see Bodhi. I can see like a weird clown. I can see like a bumblebee.
Let me break it down. I was like on an all-nighter. We're doing pills and smoking copious amounts of ganja. Yeah. And we're back at the house I'm sharing with some mates. And we're still continuing into the day. You know what I mean? No one slept. We're like, you know, sniffing, dropping everything, like playing music and shit. And I just zoned in on this sketch, I think maybe for like 4 hours. You know when you're super buzzing and just constant. I think I had like a bruise on my finger because I was just pressing the pencil in so fucking like, I don't know what the fuck, yeah?
Damn.
And so it says quasi. Q there. I'm gonna show you where. I don't know if you can see that. There's a Q.
Oh, it's got let the... Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a Q there. There's a U there. So let me zoom in a bit more. No, yeah. So you can see this is the round bit there with the line going like that. That's the Q. Mm-hmm. And then there's a U here behind it, like with bits peeling off and like the brickwork showing through. And then the A coming here with the speaker in the middle bit, yeah, and like a switch, on and off switch there. And then a Z coming like this with the plug in it there with the wire coming through like that to plug into the sound system speaker.
And there's all this inside of Maddie's mind.
Exactly. There's like all this organic shit. There's like flowers sprouting from it and like loads of those weird like pollen things sticking out of the... Just weird as fuck, man. And then
like, and what's that? It looks like a bumblebee. Or like,
and there's a Y there. And yeah, and this is a bumblebee dude here chilling on another flower that's here, yeah, with the coming down here.
On another flower.
And then these are like the petals, not the petals, but like the leaves coming off the thing here.
Yeah.
And there's like piston pumps here, like holding bits of the letter together, and like a spray can coming at the top here, splashing down here. And there's like loads of cobwebs. Holding,
but look at those spray cans going up.
Oh yeah, going up. Yeah, and then there's one with the magical eye in the spray can. And there's a P in here, so there must have been a letter on it. I don't know what. And then there's like, yeah, so cobwebs holding everything together, little insects getting caught up in the cobweb, like this guy getting caught, and then the Spider-Man there is about to go munch him. And then here you can see the amber tag, like kind of made out of like vine leaves and shit, yeah, coming out of this weird flower plant thing here. And then, yeah, character of a dude. Oh, yeah, there's a Bodhi there bunning a little zoot, of course. And then he's just stepped on a bumblebee and a caterpillar coming through. Oh, yeah, and look at like there's a ZDT.
It's the huge.
It looks like ZDT, ZDTI, but then the shadow reveals that it's an SDF with an exclamation point. And it says January 31st, 2003 here at the bottom. I don't know if you can see that. And then, yeah, the train is there and the legs going up and his body doing some weird fucking morph thing. And then, like,
into a flap, yeah.
He's got some fucked up look on his face and he's got spray can coming out of his head.
Coming out of his nose.
And his bogeys and shit. And he's spraying that into his the palm of his. I don't know what I was on, man. I was on.
That was like a bender into the daytime.
I don't know.
Can you remember when you were doing that? Like,
yeah, it was a daytime.
What time it was?
It was during the day. It would have been daylight, and I was just
there.
The next day, you know what I mean? Like I said, everyone's playing music, chilling, watching movies. I don't know what. And I was just sat in the corner on the sofa, just like sketching this thing. And I remember seeing it the next day going, what was I fucking thinking about?
But it's good. And was it at the bottom, in right, bottom right, something?
Oh, it says...
Who won a test?
Who won a test? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a quasi...
SDF, who won a test?
Yeah. I was feeling myself, I guess, when I did that.
Yeah, but... boy. I mean, it's a sick, sick sketch.
Thank you.
Very much like those kind of 60s, 70s...
Yeah, like...
Those like albums where they're just tripping off their fucking nuts.
Yeah, man. Quasi, because that's what I wrote when I couldn't write Amber because I was going to court at the time. So I was changed my name to Quasi for like a 6 months or something. But what yeah, word,
Quasi.
Quasi.
I never picked that for a tag.
I know,
Q-U.
But
you.
Yeah. I thought, let me think of something like that no one's fucking done. You know what
I
mean?
Know, and, so you. Like, yeah. No one's going to do it yet.
And Quasi, if you know, like if you stick the word Quasi in front of something, it makes it like not real. So like quasi intelligent, you know, quasi
thingy,
quasi. So I don't know. I thought it was a, I don't know, cool concept, whatever. I was probably buzzing when I thought of that as well.
So that's pills, cocaine, mate, alcohol, and marijuana.
Maybe even mushrooms as well, a little bit. I mean, looking at that sketch, I wouldn't be surprised if I'd done a bit of shrooms as well. I was on one when I was at uni, man. Anything and everything I would ingest.
Wait.
I didn't give a fuck, yeah, man. I was doing, I remember the people living downstairs, the bunch of Iranian guys, all they did all day was play backgammon and smoke opium, yeah, and eat ice cream. Yeah.
Really?
And so we used to go down there, smoke opium with him and play backgammon with them and shit. Shout out my brother Farzan. He's a don. And Ali and a couple of other heads, man. Yeah, they were really funny smoke blokes.
Opium.
Yeah, like you'd get like, it was weird. You'd get like a, I've never done it without them, but you get like a pint glass and you fill it, you like basically make a little kind of weird bong. Yeah, you get a pint glass, you fill it a little bit with water, and then you put cling film over the top, and then like you poke a hole in the cling film with a straw, and then another hole with a thing with the opium on it, and then you kind of go like that. That's how they used to do it, man. They used to put ice in it and shit as well. Yeah, it's mad. I don't even know because they used to all set it up. I was just like, all right.
Did you try it?
Yeah, of course, several times, man. But I don't recommend smoking opium and
yeah,
drinking
of course.
Yeah. Like I said, I was up for anything, man. And
can you remember what it's like getting high off opium?
Yeah, just it's kind of like just like, you know, mix between weed and I don't know what else. Just
like an opiate, like, brother.
You get you get euphoric and stuff, but then it's also a bit of a like chill vibe as well. Like I don't know.
It's because when I've seen opium dens in Thailand, I think it was Thailand, I can't remember where.
Where they have the long pipe.
Like, and they're just everyone just like on these huge
sofas,
rugs, and like everyone lying down and just, and I'm like, not sure I'm on this one. People just sitting up, having a hit of opium, lying back down again.
Yeah, but that's, I guess if you take a mega fucking hit, then I'm assuming that's what happened. We never really did mega hits where we're just like comatose, like, spazzing out, but you'd get proper fucking lean though, you know what I mean, and it was a pretty cool feeling. Just don't drink alcohol while you're doing it because then it'll give you fucked up stomach, man. I remember doing that a couple of times and yeah, that wasn't fun, but other than that, yeah, it's all right. But I don't recommend it and I haven't done it since. This was like long time
ago. That is fucking
yeah,
what, 20 30 years ago? No,
nah, 20 odd years,
22 years ago,
something like that.
Holy fucking like shit, that. Bruv.
Holy shit balls, Batman.
Years, so what you got? Your graph letter game, and we got a listener's question.
Yeah, but I was thinking, you know what? Listener question, then we'll get into the rest, yeah? Because this one, it could be maybe quite a long one, but hopefully not. Let's go check it out.
Apart from AHC, Arms House Crew, which buns everything, including your nan, if you could start a new graph crew, which top 10 writers are you having in there? From anywhere in the world, they can be alive or no longer with us, and what would you call that crew? That question is to you both to answer individually.
Jeez, that's a hell of a question.
That's a well-scripted and, not scripted, well-delivered question.
Yeah, he goes, bun everyone. Where's he from?
He's like, this is the question.
Yeah.
These are the rules, and it's for both of you individually. That geezer is a geezer.
But he said to put 10. So if you could have like your perfect graph crew, who would you put in it, and what would you name the crew? He said 10 each, but that's
dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive. But he said 10 people each, but that's going to take us forever, man. So let's stick to 5 people. If you could pick 5 people, 4 people other than yourself. So it's you and 4 other people, okay? Let's narrow it down.
I don't think I'm in it. Not you're in not my one.
I've already made the perfect crew. SDF is my perfect crew. Shout out Alki, shout out Simrock, shout out my man Hayes, shout out Insert, shout out Zelo, shout out my SDF brothers. That's the perfect crew, man. But if I had to do another one, I'd have to think. I'm thinking, the way I'm thinking about this is I'd want to cover Dondi. All the angles. No, but wait, let me just talk this through just for 1 second quickly, and then I'll come to you.
Yeah, but what you talk through, I just want to make out that's going to be your crew, how you describe
my crew, yeah. What I'm thinking is I want to try and get a member that specializes in one thing each so that we can cover the most amount of ground. You know what I mean? Someone who's super prolific, only trained, someone who's a super street bomber motherfucker, someone who does like rappel graph, you know what I mean? And someone who does like worldwide shit, you know? Or like super burner wild styles and shit, like characters and shit, you know? So that, that's how I'm thinking about this. But yeah, you said Dondi, yeah? All right, cool. That's a good one.
It's just writers that I would have in the crew.
Yeah.
Probably have...
Train
from France.
That's a good shout. So you got Dondi and Tranny in the crew.
Yeah, a lot of mine is just going to be basically panels, like
Badman Train crew, basically
the baddest man train crew of all time. I don't know, like T Kid or Min One. Min One's in it. Min One's in it.
Min One's
in it.
You got one more.
Min One is in it.
You got one more.
No, that's three, no?
Okay, two more. I was going to count you in the five, but okay, two more. It's all good.
Yeah, but they'll burn me, bruv. I can't be in the crew. They'll be like, why are you in the crew?
So you're forming a crew and you're going to bring them all together and go, you know, and they're all going to look at you and go, you.
Yeah, I just want you to come around my house. I just want you to be my mate. You can call the crew. My house is the crew HQ.
I just want to be around you guys, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I've said Min One, Dondi. Train.
Tranny Train, yeah.
I'm just scared to put like an English writer in it because people will say I'm bum licking, you know what I mean? But this is my crew.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to teach us on. I need to put one of them man in.
I was thinking.
I'm keeping three for now and I'm still thinking. What's yours?
Okay. So I would get what first comes to mind. You know that dude?
Yeah.
What else does he write? What's his other main tag? Is it Thingy? What's his name? Is it going to be bait if I say it? No. He's a German writer. The Bear Trains. I might have to cut this out of the pod, you know, because it might be embarrassing. I should know this.
Yeah, cut it out.
Isn't it fucking... Can too, right? But he does on trains and he does Can too on walls. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. So that's no, but Can too was my choice, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, you're putting Can too. I'm saying you're putting Can too.
I'm putting Can too in there mainly for the characters, yeah, and the letters. Then I'm going to also put Scheme. If I'm going to put a New York old school in there, I'm putting Scheme. Of course. Yeah, because the characters as well and the letters and everything, yeah? And he's my best mate now, you know what I mean? He's in AHC.
Yeah, best mate. Best mates.
So Cantu, Scheme, I would put... Oh, fuck, man. Shit.
I've got Min One, Dondi, Train, and Zom. I need one more. I'm putting Zombie in because longevity, and he's done everything. Like everything.
I'm gonna put Teach in my crew then, man. Straight up, we're gonna
Teach is a hard one for me because I like really like his graph. I don't know why it just sort of sits with me, but Min One throw ups, NE throw up, and the Min throw up, and the insides. And the top to bottoms, and the pieces with the M's that are like semi wild style, with like semi arrows, quite skinny and coming off the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
The Min, MIN, and it like kind of goes like that, and like the color choice as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Train because of the amount of graph, the different cities, because that's like one thing that he's got over those other like American old subway riders. They're just the New York subway, which is obviously sick. But train, I just saw who I'm going to put in. I'm going to put in my boy Necker.
Okay, nice. That's a good touch.
We've got Min Won, Dondi, Train, Zom, and Necker.
Nice. That's a nice crew right there. I still got two.
And the crew is called Soy. S-O-U. Shit on you.
Shit on you. S-O-U. That's so, Sue. That would be pronounced. Sue. Yeah, Sue. S-O-U.
No, Soy. Soy. S-O-Y.
Oh, shit on you. Yeah, S-O-Y. Yeah.
Shit on you,
bro. S-O-U. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Shit on you. I like that.
There's not like, who else is not going to shit on the butt? You know, no one, none of them put scene in, which is ridiculous from the whole cars, the whole, the top to bottoms, the like pieces just got meaning. But oh, man, I've got.
I know my fourth member is going to be Mark Bodie. Yeah, another best mate of mine. Yeah. Because then if we need a Bodie character, boom, we just go, Mark, get over here, son. And then he'll bosh out some incredible Bodies and we'd be like, cool, there you go. Fuck, why am I on this anyway? And then I got one more person.
But wait, who's your crew? Cantu.
Cantu, Teach, Scheme, Mark Bodie. And I mean, Mark Bodie's a dud one. He's not even really a graph writer, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm but just
you
saying,
put him in.
Yeah, he's in for the Bodie characters, man. You know me, straight
Cantu,
up.
Cantu, Teach, Scheme, Bodie.
And I tell
what
you
about,
what.
What about that guy from Paris you really like?
Oh, Bando. Bando. Yeah. I was thinking between Mode 2 and Bando.
Fuck!
I would love to put Bando or Mode 2 in the crew, but you know what? I'm trying to
I'd
think.
Love to put them in the crew.
fuck, Bando would be a sick one, but he's not really active anymore or does anything. Yeah, but, not that many. Well,
what he did for Graf, bringing that sort of style and letter over from NYCity.
I would put Goldie in my crew because then I can get guest lists to all the raves. Sweet. Sorted, man. And what would the crew be called?
Cantu, Deep Scheme, Bodie, and Goldie. To be fair, a good fucking crew.
Our crew would be called TTN. Yeah. Trigger Technology. Yeah. I just really? Made that up. But it's a drum and bass tune called Trigger Technology. Or is it Trick of Technology? I always thought it said Trigger Technology, but I think it's Trick of Technology. But I'm calling it
Trigger. Nick is in it because he's done all over America, all
you
over.
You just do it. You
Europe.
Just saying him because you want to get in with him and so you can go on one of his trips.
No. It's from reading his book.
Yeah. From oh man, yeah. And he said he sent me one as well. Yeah, I got one book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Got it here. Yeah. Big up for that. Yeah.
Big love. Thank you.
But my crew can just come along on your crew and just write Soy. And everyone knows that crew there, the shit on you crew, Min Won, Dondi, Train, shit Zombie, and Naked. Like, what are you gonna do?
Oh my.
Massive Soy dubs everywhere. I might just start writing Soy.
Yeah, but you know, have you heard there's a like an online kind of name called a Soy Boy? Do you know what a Soy Boy is?
Don't tell me it's something I don't like because I'm changing the name of my
it
crew.
It means someone who's an ultimate pussy hole is called a soy boy. They call
what, in
soy
English?
Boy. It's like, I think it came from America. I'm assuming that's where most of these memes and stuff come from. But a soy boy. So you'd be called the soy boy. So we'd be like, soy boys. Trigger Technology, motherfucker. Bun you and your crew.
Yeah.
So
Mine's called KMC, Kill Maddie's Crew. That's what my
crew's crew. All right, boom. I love it. I love that.
KMC. That was a good question.
Yeah, deep. People, send in your voice note questions. We love them. We're running low. Leave a voice note either in the DMs of the Instagram or send one via the email. All the links are below. If you don't want your voice on it, put a voice changer or get a mate to do it. There's no excuse. Just send them in. We love it, man. It makes the episodes better. Oh shit, theme. You know what I just thought? Because I was going to play a track.
I just saw you missed a bit of shadow on your Zed.
Yeah, here. Yeah, I know.
That's not very amber, is it?
It's been bugging me, man. And you should have had some here coming here on this down rock bit. I don't know, maybe not. I'm just kidding. You know what I just saw the other day, theme? Yeah. Oh shit, man. I don't know if you've seen this because I was gonna play the J Electronica trap which track because he just released I think two albums or something in the last 2 days. So we're gonna get into that. But theme, have you seen Ghostface Killah's son did a diss track to Ghostface Killah?
No.
Have you not heard about this? Yeah. He's
No.
been doing the
I'm not
rounds
online
on.
at the, I haven't been
I
online for a
know, I
long
know.
time.
I can't remember what the guy's name is, but I'm gonna play you a bit of it, man, because
There. Ghostface Killah's son.
oh yeah, there we go.
Is this not bullshit?
It's 100% true. Here it is. It's called
What the
it's
fuck is that? Who
it's
was that?
his name's Infinite Coles and the tune is called Sweet Face Killer. Yeah? Check it out. Yes.
Batty boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on a beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Batty boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on a beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Batty boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on a beat,
Wait,
bang,
this
bang,
is
go
his
gorilla.
son.
Yes.
And
And
this
he's.
dissing his dad in this song.
His dad disowned him because he's gay. Yeah. And so
Oh.
now he's got a music
Well,
career.
that's that you gotta put if you put that behind it,
I just wanted to
that
play
bit
it
of
to you.
huge
Yeah, but I
context.
wanted to play it to you first, so but
Yeah,
it's
but I
fun.
was like
I
falling off my chair. Like,
know.
what the fuck? Right bitch to starve them. How your body count up, but your pockets are starving. How you in the Mack truck, but forget you a father. I be seeing niggas saying, but I don't.
It looks like him as well, man. It's like,
don't even
oh
bother.
my
Is it
God,
me?
it
Am
looks
I
like
not
him.
your cup of tea? Are my pants not low like your self-esteem? Do I need to fuck a bitch just so you can see? What shot girl hell on you? Just like my EBT. Now that would eat, but I'm still hungry. Don't be surprised what I do when I'm hungry. Might be a pretty bitch, but I ain't scared to get ugly. Poppy like frozen. I ain't talking about the bubbly, nigga. Yeah, don't get it twisted, I flip the switch. First I'll be that nigga, then the next I'm that nigga's bitch. I don't give a fuck about what you saying, it's gibberish. Push you like a bitch, you can step return, just look at this. Body boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Body boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Body boy, sweet face killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go gorilla. Body
Body
boy,
boy.
sweet face killer. Nasty on the beat, bang, bang, go
This
gorilla.
is not the past, how I kill this beat. Got a couple more bangers that'll kill for free. They don't give a fuck about the other men I seek. Now that's real, man. Fuck your apology. When I got my groove back, I'm feeling like Stella. Yes, I'm sweet, but the face is a killer. Oh, you mad? Let me give you some sugar. Got a full tank BP, you can fill her.
I mean, that's pretty much it, man. But yeah, I saw that the other day. I was just like, damn, son. I didn't even know he had a kid, let alone, you know, this. And obviously, there's nothing, you know, you can be gay and
Sweet
fine, but
face killer.
you're dissing his
When did
dad.
this? What? He
This is
looks
like a week ago.
exactly like him.
Yeah, I know he's got the same shape face. Yeah, as this kid, man.
So Ghostface has apologized because he said, fuck your apology or whatever.
I guess there must have been, I don't know what. I mean, look, I don't know their personal problems. Obviously, there's an element of this, like he wants to get recognized. So, oh, he dissed his dad. He knows he's going to get shine, or like people watching it. You know what I mean? So maybe he's using it for clout, or maybe he's genuinely got an issue. I don't know, man.
Bruv, that's
But,
he's like looks feminine, like.
well, yeah, proper femboy kind of gay guy, man. Yeah.
Oh my God, the
And the
words
thing
femboy are just like, what
is.
the
And the thing
fuck?
is, like Ghostface of all people, like he's the most ghetto fucking dude, man, ever, you know? And oh man, it's a bit of a
But
madness.
imagine if your son's gay or not, that's but imagine him gunning you. Like in like
Know.
that in that kind of I'm just imagining one of my youths like dressing up like this and like because obviously this guy's like putting it on even more for the
Just
camera.
doubling
I'd be like,
down.
what? Listen to read the comments.
Yeah. Ghost should be proud. Bars were
Bars
tough.
are tough.
He definitely his father's son. He got the flow. Oh, people are liking the tune.
Can't hate.
He goes, getting dissed by your son for being a deadbeat dad is
That's what I'm saying.
insane. LOL.
That's what
Yeah,
I'm saying. And then
exactly.
doing it in this costume as well, like
Yeah.
GFK is
Is
a
a
good
god.
MC. I don't
Is
know
a
about his
god
personal
MC.
life relations with his offspring, but the talent was clearly inherited by him.
I mean, the lyrics, they're
Oh
not that fucking good. I mean, the beat is
my
kind of,
God! Yeah,
you
it
know,
was
a
fucking.
bit
It was
jiggy,
like, you know,
you know what I
but
mean? Yeah, All right, most of the comments are relatively positive, man. You know what I mean?
This is what the music industry needs. People need to calm down in hip hop, yeah? People in hip hop always say the music industry, or this is what we need. Bruv, the hip hop is so minuscule in terms of music. Like, it's madness. If you said that to like a musician, they'd be like, this is utter fucking bollocks.
Yeah.
Get it the fuck away from, like, it's made on a like fucking electronic thing. It's got instruments. It's got nothing. But in hip hop, we're like, yo, man, this is what the music industry. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the Courtneys or like fucking like Rolling Stone? Like, what are you talking about? It's mental.
Well, first off, yeah, I agree with you, of course, wholeheartedly, especially with that tune. And you know, some random comment. I mean, fuck that guy. But yeah, I do see that a lot. But away from, I mean, hip hop is one of the biggest genres
in the
game.
Selling.
And it's been like that for a long time when it comes to selling, exactly. But when it comes to,
music,
like hip hop, a lot of hip hop gets churned out and it's bullshit. But I've seen a lot of professional, amazing musicians, multi-instrumentalist musicians who are incredible. And I've heard them talking about pop music. Like the Spice Girls, stuff that we would listen to and go, what's this trashy piece of shit, bollocks music? But they're like, yo, to make a hit pop song and the intricacies behind doing that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, that's a big thing as well that a lot of musicians talk about.
Who have you said seen this? I've refused to believe this. Like, Stevie Wonder is not saying that sort of shit.
No, he is. Of course he is. He talks about good pop music. You know what I mean? Maybe not specifically about the Spice Girls. I just use that as an example.
Oh, right. Okay.
But
because I was thinking of their beats and I'm like, what? Like,
But for real, though, like...
like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony does not give a fuck about that sort of shit.
No, of course. Of course. But I think there's different levels to each
industry.
Thing. Like, you can talk about stuff on different levels, you know what I mean? You can talk about something about the musicality of the thing and it could be shit musically, but the impact it has on the zeitgeist of society can be huge. Some of the biggest songs in the world are musically nothing. It's a bass and a guitar and that's it. You know, a lot of massive tunes,
CG and,
but it's about hitting a nerve. It's about capturing a moment. It's about, you know what I mean? There's all these different elements that can come into play that you can praise or not praise, you know, and certain things can change the industry, as minor as that might seem, you know. But yeah, let's get into this
fucking hell.
J Electronica track. I think
imagine one of your utes doing that, like, fucking hell, man.
I think the dissing element is the harshest.
That's what I'm saying.
Part.
Like,
yeah,
you fucking
up.
Slagged me, like, disowned me, you said.
Yeah. I think Ghost disowned him, I think, is what happened. And then, so fair enough, I guess, if you want to diss your pops for disowning you, that's fair game, I guess.
But being a dad and getting dissed for disowning and everyone knows you disowned, like, you're a bit fucked there, aren't you, bruv?
But I think, I mean, what do you think Ghost should do now? Do a diss track back to his son? No, he should just let it go, let it die down and move on.
And use the same thing, like the Batty Boy sound and all that.
The Batty Boy business.
Jesus Christ. My son ain't no Batty Boy. Like, you could come back and go mental.
Ghostface,
never play.
Please, Ghostface, come back with a retaliatory track. All right, let's get into this. The J Electronica, one of them was called A Written Testimony, is the name of the album. This is one track from there called Japan.
What symbol is that?
That's the Islam symbol, the moon with the star, but I don't know what all this extra shit around it is.
Stars around it,
yeah, I don't know what this extra stuff is, but that's definitely... All right,
let's go, let's go.
All right, it's called Japan Airlines 1628.
Next time, don't have me to open my mouth until you have this thing. Open the next mouth. Crucify, Savior, stand for crime. Personal Messiah, turn water into wine.
Is that J Electronica?
Cut
doing that one.
No one else is credited, so yeah, must be.
What's it called?
Japan Airlines. Ciphering the name of the vine.
From nothing to something like the originator. The hell I was fashioned then was hot as an incinerator. People say this life that we live in is in a simulator. Matrix with an architect, oracle and a generator. False rabbis and imams is mainly innovators. Meanwhile, Satan and deceived the whole world. You feel it in your icy veins, it's a cold world. Another day, another brick to the face like old girl. You gotta learn to take it in stride and let your light shine. You get what you strive for in this transitory lifetime. The devil ruled for thousands of years, now it's the Christ time. Try so very hard to keep it dangin' on the line. Crucified Savior, I stand for a crime.
I want to know how people come up with melodies like that. That was quite nice, man.
That was nice.
I like that. But the dun, 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 that, like, you're just fucking around with the pet. That's how I've ever done it. It's just fucking around and a load of it's shit. And then one time you come out, you're like, yo. And if you didn't record it on a phone or something that time.
Well, me, I've heard this is what I've heard some songwriters, how they first, like, you know, I watch a lot of stuff about making songs and stuff like that. And there's a few Instagram accounts, I think, about how songs are made and shit like that. And I've heard a lot of people kind of say how they'll have the song, the music, if they're playing guitar, if they're, you know, listening to a beat or whatever, and they'll just record themselves scatting. Yeah, just going, oh, yeah. Or just humming over it and just like, blah, blah, like you're
walking
saying.
Walking around the kitchen doing,
But they record it. Yeah, they record it all and then they go, ah, that bit sounded cool, but it's just mumbles. It's not like words. And then once you've got the rhythm and the flow that kind of works with it, then you put in the words.
But I mean, like, once you've got the melody, then you can put the words on that.
Put the words in, exactly. That's how a lot of people do it. Maybe not everyone does that. Some people maybe come up with the lyrics first, then come with the music and then try and make the words fit, you know, somehow.
I like that. Back to that track. Like,
yeah,
that was nice, man.
It's just a loop, simple loop, not really loud drums. Mm. I think that was just a loop from a sample as well. And just like kind of like fucked with a little bit. And then that's it, just looping over and over. And
but when he comes in, he like does spit bars as well.
Yeah.
Spit bars is the wrong thing. He comes in and does a verse and his voice is nice for hip hop, man.
Yeah.
And he is pretty real because, you know, he came from, wasn't he homeless or something at the beginning?
I don't know much about his history.
Doing absolutely fuck all, couldn't get a break for shit. And then his first line in that, I think, was, I came from absolutely fuck all to something. And mate, he's got a nice voice for that, man. Yeah. And
Jay, all I know about Jay Electronica is he's a super lyrical, super dope, obviously from that kind of school, like Mos Def, you know what I mean? Kind of esoteric kind of singing and rapping and ultra lyrical, like very spiritual as well, you know what I mean, all these things. But I've also heard rumors, obviously I don't know the guy, but I've heard rumors that he's, you know, not not good to work with. You know what I mean? He can take a long time to do stuff, if ever, you know what I mean? If you get him to do it, then if he ever gets around to doing it. Like, obviously, people have been waiting on an album from him for fucking years. Like, why he hasn't released one, fuck knows. But yeah, but he's very highly lauded, you know what I mean? Like, even in the school of MF Doom as well, because I flicked through this album earlier today. I kind of just flicked through some of the songs. A lot of it is just spoken word. And, like, he's got, like, his mates or his preacher or his imam or whatever, and they were, like, just saying words over beats and music. And, like, it's not your average kind of just bars and hip-hop and chorus and then bars. And it's just a lot of... like samples from movies, like, you know, talking bits and then him talking and then some old black dude just chatting shit over it and then him maybe doing a little rap, like 16 bar or a little 8 bar. Again, I haven't sat with it for long, but that's what it kind of felt like to me, like a collage of stuff, you know, which, yeah, I'm going to get into. I'm going to go listen through it properly and check it out. You know what I mean?
Nice. That one was nice.
I thought that one stood out for me. I knew you'd like it as well, theme. So that's why I played it. But, yo, let's get into the graph letter game. This week, last week was the letter S. You made it extra tricky on me, motherfucker. So I'm going in on this one. No, I'm kidding. You'll get most of these, I reckon. But who knows? Let's see. It's the letter T. Let's go. I'm going to make it bigger.
Just press that there, bruv. Press it there, bruv. Arctic.
Arctic. Yes, it is. Arctic. There we go. Next one.
Le vrai save. Yo.
This motherfucker.
Look at that scheme on the bottom left. What is that?
Who is that then? Yeah, it's Mr. Thema.
Why did you choose that? How old is that?
It's an old one from Trellick. I was trying to find an old one to throw you off, but it didn't work.
To take the piss.
Not take the piss, just to throw you off. I just thought you wouldn't remember this one.
Look at the H and the E and the A. Oh, look at every letter.
It's like the H and the A are the same letter. It's like you got two A's in your piece.
Tayum.
Tayum. All right, next up. This one's an easy one. But it could, I don't know.
It's going to say teach.
Well, you'd be correct to say teach.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
boy. Can't get me. Can't catch me out with a teach, son.
There we go. All right, next one.
Yeah, boy.
Who's this one then? This is a New York one.
Damn. It's not. It's not.
It's not what?
It's not T, kid. It's not.
No. It's the T in the middle of the word. That's a hint. So it's not the beginning of the word. Claude,
I've seen this photo before.
Yeah, so classic. And
you always tell the cat to fuck off. Yeah, even if he pops in.
He's always hungry, man. You can hear him meowing. I bet people...
He's meowing to say, what's up?
No, he's meowing for food. He just all he fucking does, man. He's a cunt. Anyway.
He's a cunt.
He is. He's the bastard.
I like the highlights, and I've seen this photo a lot.
It is Futura 2000.
Fuck's sake.
Next one. This one you won't get, but he's up there for me, man. I rate this dude. He's got some ill pieces. I'm not even sure exactly where he's from. I think he's German.
I was
going to
say Bates, but no.
Nah, not Bates, no. So there's the T there. You can see a bit of the
letter. Yeah, you can see it, and then an E afterwards.
Bit, yeah, and the letter in front of it.
Like an S behind it.
Yeah. So it's got an S in front, E after it, T there, and there's... It is a writer.
I've seen the photo, though.
This guy, I rate this guy. He's got some ill pieces. He's called Taste, T-A-S-T-E.
Mm-hmm. That is a nice piece. Look at the arrow coming off the A. That catches my eye, man.
Yeah. He's still like, sick. When it comes to the balance and the color schemes he uses, and he executes it really nice. And his letters, I always loved his letters. I think he's called Taste Burns on Instagram, if you want to go check that out. But yeah, big up Taste. Here's a big one. This guy,
Tapas.
The Don, yeah. Tapas the Don with the green stink lines coming out.
Look at the A, it's so good.
Ooh, here's.
Ooh.
Hmm. Anything jumps out straight away or no?
There's not much. Something that jumped out was not correct. And that tame.
What was that?
I was going to say tame.
Tame.
T A M E.
You are correct. It's tame. GFS. It is. Down in the Grundy. It is. Yeah, it is down in the Grundy.
Because I think I've got that photo. No.
Possible, man. Viso tags all around. Plot.
Oh, I've just stood in front of that and looked at it for a long time because I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yo,
this is nice, man. That's very the kind nice. Of schemes, man. You see the way the gray of the M comes into like just a sort of blurry circle and then the other gray doodles come out of that. That's very me.
It's like Japanese even, you know, like the rising sun.
Yeah, it could like be.
It feels different color schemes, but yeah, that's what it reminds me.
Do you reckon, who did the GFS?
I reckon he did it. Yeah, probably, or maybe, I don't know.
Wait, stay on this for a second. Yeah. Infectious Crime, Oily, BSE Crew.
Yeah.
That's BSE. Cheek. Cheek's blood, crew, isn't it?
Bloodshot Eyes. Cheek, yeah. Oh, yeah, and Achy.
Obey.
97, this is, 1997.
Look at the pause reach. Look at the pause reach, man.
Mm.
Is that pause doing that pause reach?
Wait, hold on.
And what's that reach in the black? Is that count?
Yeah, I was trying to work that out. I don't know what the fuck that is, to be honest. Loud.
Dedicated to Tenz's old man.
Tenz's old man, yeah, I guess.
Who's, mate? Where is this your
this is a photo? Yeah, it's a photo I took down there. Or maybe Alki took and I nicked it off him.
I'd be looking at this for a long time, man. Where's the
reach? Right, we're moving on. Come on, we're moving on. Next
on,
one.
But damn.
You see the T there with the 3D stars and the shadow and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
We've had him on as a guest on the pod, if that helps. Out in really? Beirut. Out in Beirut.
My
man Fat 2. I always love this piece that he did. Fat 2 here with
that
the...
is good 3D, Fat Wheezy, man. That's good.
Isn't it? Nice little shading and all that. I like the way he put that together. And like each letter is a lighter green or darker green than the other, and the shadow is the darker green from the letter before. It's like really cool use of paint there that he put together. I really like that.
Damn. Yeah, even the light green onto the the two. And then he's got his Instagram that he's like drawn himself.
He had to do
that. That's pretty sick.
All right, big up Fat 2, man. I think there's a couple more.
Rate.
Yes, I thought you'd struggle with that one, but nah. Rate PFB back in the day. The VFL tag down here. Yeah, man.
168 speak VFL.
Mm. All right, let's go.
PFB, City Life. Vizzo.
I had to put that one in there. I knew you'd like that one.
That's in there, boy.
Yeah, boy. You know what? Someone sent in a local legend, but it's not a great one, man. But I'm going to play it anyway just to get it out of the way. Some dude, he sent this photo. And I was like, all right, local. And he just said local legend. That's it. So please, people, if you're going to send in a local legend, tell us why they're a local legend. But it says
What area?
That's why I asked. So I said, local to where? What the fuck? And he said, local to Glasgow because he crafted his own style.
Okay, that's decent. That's why. That's a good shout.
And that's on them, you know, them Glasgow trains. I think they've swapped them out now. They've got rid of these old ones. They've got new one in now.
Yeah, I've seen them on Cash has sent me photos of those.
Yeah.
Bass has painted that.
Yeah, I know. I think they were old Piccadilly lines that we sent up to Glasgow and then they repainted them and used them for their thing. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong on that. But anyway, Spire here. Yeah. So he just basically did a big fat thing, colored it in black and then got the green can out with the fat cap and just did like mad flares in it and then did highlights with a lighter green and then little pink bits going through it and then connected it with weird little like kind of spider web type things linking it all together and a couple shines going around. Very cool with the alien,
like an
in, the
alien in it. Yeah.
That's a cool little effect. I
can
like
see
that.
What the guy says. Yeah, like he made his own star.
Yeah. Now big up
Yeah, eat that, Paul.
And big up Glasgow as well and Scotland.
Big up Glasgow.
Big up Blasky.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I can't.
Party people, before we go, we still have a handful of t-shirts left, but only small size left, man. So really? this is a small now, just so guys can kind of see how big. It'll be too small for me to wear, but if you got any kids or for the missus, or if you're, you know, a little one, you're a little munchkin yourself, come on, cop a t-shirt, motherfuckers. Let's get rid of these last few, man.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Get down, man. Support the cause, man. Get down. Get your...
Are they just small, yeah? What colours?
All the colours, but in small.
Really?
Yeah, they're the ones that didn't sell yet. You know what I mean? All the XLs, the Ls, and the mediums are all gone. Thank you, everyone, for buying a t-shirt. Genuinely, it sorts us out. It's a really good way to support the cause, man. And also rep the crew, you know what I mean? AHC, baby. AHC.
And I want to big up Slam as well for sending in those maps.
Oh, I got a photo of it, actually. Yeah. I did actually take a photo of it, I think. Yeah, there it is. There.
I sent you a photo of it. Yeah. That's the desk I'm sitting on now.
Nice.
Look at this one, boy.
Theme, did you have one by Slam that we could give away today to someone?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Look at this theme one. It's nice.
Sick.
But yeah, no, the other ones are like AHC and stuff like that. So look at this one.
Let's see. Yo, killer. So Theme's holding up a map with the AHC with a chrome fill. Sick Slam styles.
Yeah, proper Slam styles. Got the Slam up one.
Yeah, man. Killer.
AHC. Yeah, and another Slam throw up. And I think another Slam throw up. Yeah. So three throw ups.
Mm.
I think we could give away the AHC or the Slam. Slam throw up.
I'll tell you what, leave a comment under this episode here and say if you want the AHC or the Slam map with the Slam throwy or the AHC dub. Let us know. We'll pick a comment next week and we'll send that out to you, man. Claude, I swear, if you don't shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of my room, I'm going to fuck you up.
Okay, you got to leave a comment about why Amber should be nicer to his cat.
Now,
the best one... Gets
Lord is a bastard. Nah, he's a bastard. I don't like him, man. He's a grumpy bastard, man. Look at him, man. Cough. No, I love him. I'm only kidding. I love him to bits, man. It's
we're gonna hello. Might be a letter in there. I know it's an envelope within an envelope. All right.
So people, leave a comment below. Theme, I want to show you one thing. I want you just to react to it, yeah? And let me know. Hold on. Fucking bullshit music. I hate when people put shitty music to the ground.
I hate it when they do that. I just like immediately turned it down.
Yeah, I just turned it off, so don't worry, it's gone now.
Played it.
It's gone now. But Theme, let me know what you think of just this. I just thought it was, I don't know. Let's just watch it first. It's only a second, couple seconds long. So you see what he's doing there? He's standing there like that and just moving along the wall. Using the arm length, doing circles, 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 circles. And then he spelled out his name like that, you see?
For fuck's sake.
Well, you don't
I
like
could
that.
Heat that. That is so soft and wet. I could blow it over and heat it up with a fart. That is fucking great. Great.
Look, the letters are just capital letters, you know what I mean? So it's not like there's style to the letters, but that idea of like walking along and just keeping your arm at arm's length like that and only spraying on the bits that I think it's a cool idea.
It's something you do in your fucking with a pencil, bruv. In a book.
Yeah. And then what? So you just do it on a quick little wall thing and try it out. Why not? And I reckon what he's done, not to go into this 2D, I'm not going to get into it 2D, but he's chalk outlined it. Like he does a chalk outline, which you can't see in the video. And so when he's spraying, like that's where he knows where to spray, where not to spray. And he's made his way along the wall.
So he's like cheating that as well. Get him off the fucking podcast.
No, I like it. I think it's a genius
cheating
idea,
with this fucking thing, with this chalk.
Mate, if anyone's doing chalk to outline to put their graph on the wall, yeah?
Yeah.
They're bunned from Arms House.
Yeah, that's it. It's true.
Don't worry, I've done a chalk outline so we can put our paint on top of the chalk so we know where we're going.
I thought it was a fun idea, man. I thought it was a clever
decent
idea. All right, theme. What song are we going out to, son?
Didn't I treat you bad? Didn't I? That was the song.
Okay, it's by a dude called Darondo.
It's called Didn't I?
Where's he from? I mean, who the fuck is this guy? I never heard of him. Darondo. Oh, it's got 1.8 million views. It's got
1.8 million views 11 years ago.
I'm out of the loop. All right, let's just get into it, man. Brother Theme.
Salute, he's a wicked soulful singer. And he's like talking to the girl, didn't I do the best for you? Didn't I? And I like the melody, man. It's nice.
Big up, big up. Please, party people, keep sending in your graph for critique. Send us in voice note questions. Send us in a local legend where you are. Let us know who's doing bits out where you are, man. Let us know, man. We want to know. Salute, brother, man. Episode 150. Peace.
In the bag.
Peace. Yeah.
This is music. Sick voice as well. Have you not heard this?
No. Never heard it. Got like that Temptations vibe, kind of like old school, like really like this so far, man.
I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv.